Bring the meeting to order, please. Now, can I get a roll call, please?
Kurt Alstead.
Here.
Tracy Carlucci. Timothy Doherty.
Yes.
Michael Dressler. Michael Francis.
Yes.
Robert Holtaway.
Here.
Bruce James.
Here.
Paul Richko.
Yes.
Jim Riley.
Here.
Michael Savatich.
Here.
Michael T. Fink. James Vizioli.
Here.
Richard Bowden.
Here.
Robert Walton.
Here.
Thank you. Can you please read the open public meetings to me?
This meeting is being held in accordance with the Open Public Meetings Act. One, council sent written notice at the time, date, and location of this meeting to newspapers of circulation throughout the state and posted notice on the Lyons Council website.
All please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. Let me just check. Mr. Dressler, are you on the phone? Mr. Tethank, are you on the phone?
Yes.
Mr. Richko?
Yes.
Great.
So Mr. Tethank is on the
phone?
Yes.
Mr. Tethank and Mr. Richko.
Okay, good.
Our president, we'll hear from Mr. Dressler. Wow. Can I get a motion on the Pilots Council minutes of July 20th?
Motion to approve.
Second. Any discussion? Roll call, please.
Councilmember Alstead.
Yes.
Councilmember Carlucci.
Yes.
Councilmember Doherty.
Yes.
Councilmember Dressler. Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
Yes.
Councilmember Richko.
Yes.
Councilmember Savatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Tethank.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
Yes.
Councilmember Bowden.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
Yes.
Chairman Riley.
Yes. Takes us to the chairman's report. I have nothing for this evening. Is any committee reports?
Chairman, this is Mike Dressler on the phone too.
Pardon me?
Mike Dressler's on just.
Thank you, Mike. Seeing none, I'll go right to the director report.
Okay. I just have a few items I'd like to highlight for you. In plan conformance implementation, Byram Township has adopted their Highlands Land Use Ordinance, which is something we all like to see because that kind of gets them across the finish line. On the HTC bank credit allocation and purchase update, we're seeing a lot of action there still, and 24.75 HTCs were purchased by the HTC bank for $396,000 on July 20th. Also, we have some happy news. That's happy news, what I said before, but I want to introduce two people who we've just promoted. We've promoted Mary Jo Haddock-Weiler to planning manager, which is a new position. So Mary Jo, stand up.
Congratulations, Mary Jo.
Thank you. And Casey Aziski has just been promoted to Water Resource Management Specialist. And I know that this has been out in the paper, but I just, you know, we're so excited about it, I wanted to mention it again. In July, our first open space program acquisition was completed in Kinlan Borough. 116 acres of special environmental zone in the preservation area, the subject, contains the Untermeyer Lake, a diverse mix of forest habitat and the view of Manhattan from the summit of the property. The property links Mars County's Walhall Mountain Greenway with Pequannock Township's Mountainside Park. It's within the buffer of the PSE&G right-of-way, and we partnered with Kinlan Borough, Mars County, and the Trust for Public Land and contributed $300,000 of the $1.1 million purchase. Property is now owned by the borough, and public access and trails will be maintained by Mars County. So, yay us. Okay, and that concludes my report.
And I'd like to acknowledge Sharon Epley for calling in from GAU. This is out of the curve. At this point in time, the RMP Amendment Committee. Kurt?
I prepared some notes today just to make sure that we don't miss any points in going forward with this because it's one of the most substantial things we're going to going to do this year, perhaps. The RMP Amendment Committee met for public session on July 12th to discuss the procedure for amendments. The committee recommends to the council today that they adopt the resolution on today's agenda to authorize the council staff to conduct the 5+1 public hearings required before the council can adopt the procedure as an addendum to the regional master plan. You may recall that as a council, we voted in January to use the procedure as a guidance tool as we move forward with the master plan review process. Based on the comments we received at the meeting, the committee recommended two changes to the procedure, which are shown in track changes version that you have in your packet today. Tonight's vote, we wanted to just remind everybody, does not adopt the procedure. It simply starts the public hearing process. The staff expects that we're going to conduct public hearings in mid to late September, and we're going to do this at various locations in the Highlands, plus one hearing in Trenton. At the conclusion of the public hearings, the council staff will prepare a response to the comments document, and the amendment committee will again consider any changes to the procedure before recommending its adoption here before the full council as a part of the regional master plan. The committee wants to move ahead with the procedure now because it should be adopted. We've reviewed it, we spent a lot of time on it, and we put it before you today for the council to consider, as well as any other recommended changes to the regional master plan that may arise out of the MPRR process.
Is that in the form of the motion?
I will put that in the form of the motion, Mr. Chairman, that we adopt this resolution to move into the public hearings.
I'll second that.
We have a motion and a second.
Now, this is a public hearing. Would anybody in the public wish to be heard on this item and this item only? Please raise your hand. Seeing none, go to council. Any council members have any comments?
Yes, sir. Well, I'd like to strengthen what Kurt said, that we actually agreed on this months and months and months ago. This is only now to get it part of the RMP, so that we're introducing transparency, and I trust that it will be supported and that the public will be assisted in protection, being protected through this process. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any other comments?
Yes, Mr. Chairman. I just wanted to review why I will not be supporting this. Over the last many months, I have been very concerned about how the entire council has not been involved through open work sessions from the beginning on the RMP amendment process. And I feel very strongly that having a committee which is, you know, in this process to be continued, that, you know, meets on its own without the entire council present, and except for this one meeting that Kurt just reported on, behind closed doors, with no public able to attend, is wrong. And when we first adopted the RMP, including in 2008, the work sessions, there were committees, but they were open, and the public was able to attend. There were work sessions regularly at one point, once a week, to work on this as a council. And I think having a small group handle the amendments going forward, and having handled this process up to now, has flawed the process daily. So I'm very sorry that my suggestions for being more open were not considered by the chair. And I think the chair, you know, deciding to set this up in this way, to have these closed committees that are not open to the public, is unfortunate not only for the council but for the public. So I'm going to be, as I have in the past, consistently voting against this process.
And unfortunately, you guys didn't include a mechanism when you passed it the first time, so that's why we're doing so now. Any other public comments?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I appreciate your comments, Tracy. And I've been on this RMP committee for the last 2 years, and I see the staff has worked very, very hard. We've worked, our small committee worked very, very closely with the staff. And I think we should move ahead with this, and I'm convinced that that's the right thing to do. And I'm also convinced that we're not going to jeopardize the groundwater, surface water, and water resources by going ahead with a vote here now. So I'm going to vote yes on this.
Thank you. Any other comments? Seeing none, roll call, please.
You need public comment?
No, we did public comment.
I asked public comment.
Yes, I did.
Nobody
I asked if anybody in the public wished to be heard on this issue.
I'll second that.
I'm not going to entertain the motion, but I will look for the public. Yes, ma'am.
I'd like to have a public comment.
Okay. Please.
Park Highlands landowner, Chester Township. The RNP says monitoring was supposed to be ongoing and begun immediately. You waited 7 to 8 years to even begin monitoring. Monitoring was not meant to facilitate revisions to the RNP. That's malarkey. Objective 10A5A was to ensure the RNP was meeting its goals. Try reading pages 416-7 of your RNP. The procedures proposal twists monitoring into something it was not intended to be, so you could conveniently avoid the proper RNP review process. The RNP does not mention a monitoring recommendation report. It specifies a monitoring review report. Monitoring was never meant to be the RNP amendment recommendation process. The Highlands Act clearly states that it was this council's job to review the RNP every 6 years. 6 years was up back in 2014. That was 3 years ago. Because you didn't bother to obey the law, technically the RNP is null and void. The professed interest in public comment is a farce. You set up TACs, held a TAC meeting, and then wrote a TAC report that reflected absolutely nothing that was said in the TAC meeting, and failed to include in the report any of the written comments submitted during the TAC meeting, and then never held the promised final TAC meeting to agree on conclusions. The staff and consultants just didn't like what they heard, so they hijacked the process. This is corrupt. The last bullet point of your council's memo contradicts the resolution you are voting on. That bullet point says that the procedures must be adopted before any amendments may be adopted, while your resolution says the procedures will be adopted along with other amendments. You have a catch-22, and that is because the monitoring report gimmick employed here was never contemplated in the RNP. And I believe that was Ms. Carluccio's point.
Thank you. Anybody else in the public wish to be heard? Seeing none, close the public portion. Roll call, please.
Councilmember Alston.
Yes.
Councilmember Carluccio.
No.
Councilmember Daugherty.
No.
Councilmember Dressler.
No.
Councilmember Francis.
Yes.
Councilmember Holtaway.
Aye.
Councilmember James.
No.
Councilmember Richko.
Yes.
Councilmember Savatich.
Yes.
Councilmember Tifang.
Yes.
Councilmember Vizioli.
No.
Councilmember Voden.
Yes.
Councilmember Walton.
Yes.
Chairman Riley.
Yes. Motion passed. At this point, an update on the monitoring program recommendation report.
Okay. Tori's going to be making the presentation.
Right.
Which you can't see it. I think the screen's off, so you'll have to turn down the light.
Oh, my God.
Yes, please. We have this report in.
You have it.
Hardcover. Jen, can you give us like 2 seconds? We'll hand it out in hardcover so you don't have to.
That's right. You can do it. Just
okay.
So I want to take this opportunity to discuss the two parallel but different processes that are being undertaken by the council here. The first is the monitoring program recommendation report, which provides recommendations, guidance, and rationale for amendments to the regional master plan. It itself is not an amendment to the RMP. The second are the procedures for amending the regional master plan, which details the process by which amendments to the RMP can be made. As Kerr had mentioned earlier, these were adopted as guidance in January, and we're following that guidance to formally adopt them as an addendum to the regional master plan. So if we look at the two programs side by side, first on the left is the MPRR program. The council held a voice vote in June to release it for a 60-day comment period. That comment period began on July 11th and runs through September 10th. Once that comment period completes, council staff will deliver the public comments to the council along with a comment summary and response document, as well as any revisions that are necessary to the MPRR before you all approve a final MPRR. On the right side, we have the procedure for amending the RMP. At the July meeting, as Kurt said before, the RMP Amendment Committee voted to move the procedures to the full Highlands Council with a recommendation that they be released for the six public hearings. Today you guys voted to release that those procedures for the public hearings, and those hearings will be held from September 14th through the 26th. Again, similar to the process with the MPRR, council will deliver the comments, council staff will deliver the comments to the full council along with a comment summary and response document, as well as any changes that are necessary to the procedures before final council action. So just a different view, and this flowchart should be familiar. We've had it up here several times. This is the process that's required by the RMP amendment guidelines that, again, were adopted in January. This is the same process that is being followed for adoption of the amendment procedures. As you can see, the monitoring program recommendations report is to the left of the green boxes, and that's because, first of all, the recommendations report is still in draft, right? So we don't have any official recommendations at this point. And also that the recommendations report is not an amendment. So it doesn't require those six public hearings that an actual amendment to the RMP requires. The MPRR will simply inform recommendations to change or amend the RMP. But you see on the right, the amendment procedures have moved through this flowchart up to the six required public hearings, and again, we'll be holding those hearings from September 14th through the 26th, and those public hearings will be held at the dates and locations on the screen pending the expiration of the governor's review period. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Any comments?
Can I just add one thing? You'll notice that the first two hearings are scheduled for September 14th. That would be the date of our council meeting, so I'm sure you'd be deeply grieved to know that we would not be having a September council meeting. I'll try to confirm your woe, but we will meet again in October. That's actually Rosh Hashanah.
That now takes us to the public portion. Prior to the general public comment period, if anybody would like to specifically speak on the MPRR, please raise your hand on that issue first. Then we'll open it up to general comments. Please raise your hand. Yes, sir.
Thank you. name's Hank Glump. I'm a farmer. I own 150 acres in the preservation area. I have a couple of problems with the regional master plan. I should have said something before, but when Debbie Post was talking, she was absolutely right, because on a TAC meeting, a group of us landowners were here, and that board over there, I think we completed three complete things, and Corey took pictures of it. Oh yeah, it's going to be in. It never made it in. And one of the biggest things that's missing out of this whole thing is land value for this whole scenario. Because you can have all the public meetings you want. Who's it affecting? It's affecting the farmers in this area, basically. So we know who we are. The public can make comments without any doubt. The other question I have is, last month's meeting I brought up that Hamilton Farm is going to increase their allotment for water for the next 10 years to 2027. Increased millions of gallons. This is the water that we're all supposed to be preserved. And, you know, I'd like to know how the council feels. I can't say it's a waste, but it doesn't help us preserving water. So it's just, it seems to me like we're just here and we're missing the boat. I don't know how to put it any plainer to you. But I think it's a forest, and you keep covering this stuff up. You know, I'm a common sense guy, and it doesn't make sense. So thanks for letting me speak. I appreciate it. I'll give my minute to somebody else.
Thank you for your comment. We won't give your minute to anybody. Just kidding with you. Yes, sir.
Michael chastised me if I don't take the opportunity to stand up and agree with him. I'd like to take an opportunity and just say I think the issue that Mr. Klump raises with regards to golf courses is an excellent concern for the council to consider. I'm not anti-golf, but before a golf course gets a guaranteed contract from the New Jersey Water Supply Authority and gets their water allocation permit from DEP, the use is supposed to be established as a public use of necessity. That's the legal standard. And I think we should be able to agree that that is, in large part, the purpose of the Highlands Act, is to help protect water for public uses and necessities, things like agricultural irrigation, drinking water, those sorts of things. It's beyond me how water use on a private golf course is either a public use or a necessity. Again, I have nothing against golf, but the people of the state of New Jersey shouldn't be subsidizing that. The golf courses that use that water get it at the wholesale rate, whereas the rest of us are paying retail for the water that we get from our water purveyors. So as an example, Trump National Golf Course in my watershed in Bedminster uses 63 million gallons a year, for which they pay about $14,000.
Something
to consider. Thanks, Hank. Okay. Thank you. Any comments? Anybody else? Judy Summers, Executive Director of the New Jersey Highlands Coalition. And the DEP cannot make their decision on this water use permit without consulting with the Highlands Council. You do have input on this. So you don't need to pass a resolution. You don't need to do anything. You are already authorized to take a position on this, and we would agree with that.
Thank you very much.
And strongly urge you to do so.
Thank you. Anybody else in the public wish to be heard on this or any issue? Yes, sir.
My name is David Cho. Back in 2006, RPA, along with Environmental Defense, New Jersey Future, Regional Plan Partnership, et cetera, came out with a projection on transferring development rights in the New Jersey Highlands. Okay? They said that first, the Highlands Council identified 300,000 acres in the Highlands area and close to 2 billion. I'd like to see the map from the Highlands Coalition. Julia Summers is here. Ask her for the map. And TDR, according to this report, TDRs were formulated as a method to avoid a takings claim. And so far, this has been very successful because you've staggered along with your TDR program, sold none of them, and this so far has kept it out of the court in terms of a taking claim. This thing that they did in 2006 projected that it would raise $250 million to $3 billion. This is what Regional Plan Association said. What happened? Smith said, we'll show you the money. Maybe we should ask Smith. Zero TDRs have been sold by the bank. The bank is the sole possessor of TDRs. Zero has been sold. So this plan was just a farce. And 10 years have proven it to be. Lathrop, in his book, The Highlands, projects the economic value of the land in the Highlands as $12.5 billion. And he speaks of a way not to avoid paying for it by having an economic return on working rural landscape. And this is a sick joke. Speaks of organic veggies, artisanal cheeses, etc. If you were to go to a bank with this as a business plan, you'd be right out the door. He offers nothing in terms of economic analysis to his half-witted projections. Why do you even give RPA Lathrop and the Highlands Council any credence at all? They just spin one myth after another. You keep hiring RPA and your chosen few vendors to create more mythology. I believe I know the answer. Your staff is shot through with past and present affiliations with such groups. For instance, well, we can look no further than Corey Pisecki, for instance, or Margaret Newsom, as far as that goes, who share board members and employees move amongst these groups like musical chairs.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Beg your pardon?
Thank you.
Your comments. This is a puppet show, and you were part of it. You were all puppets.
Anybody? Yes, ma'am.
Wilma Fry, New Jersey Conservation Foundation. I would just like to go back to the water use issue. And support my colleague's statements and Mr. Schultz's concern about the amount of water being used. I don't know, I wasn't aware of that issue having come up at the last meeting. Maybe it just went over my head. But it's certainly a valid concern. And as you know, the state has just put out and completed, I mean, and put out for public comment, and the comment period closed, but I'm sure it's not closed for you. We would like to see the council working more closely with DEP. They say they're consulting you, but it doesn't really show up in the report. They just leave blank spaces for the Highlands water supply and the water supply master plan. So, not master plan, it's just called water supply plan. So I think those statistics that Bill Kibler just made, I mean, I think that's really kind of outrageous use of Highlands water at that price, particularly. Thank you.
Thank you. Chairman, yes, ma'am.
What is our authority regarding Gulf water allocations?
Depends if it, what it totally depends what permit it needs. If it needs a water allocation permit modification, then the Highlands Council, then the DEP requests the Highlands Council's review of that water permit allocation modification. If it's a water permit renewal, then we don't have to review it. So It depends on the specifics of the permit.
But what is it? Okay, so define review then. Review means this council gets to vote up or down is whether or not they get the water.
Hey, Bob, can I just frame this a different way before he answers that question? Just to put this in a little perspective, and I'm not a golfer either. I'm like a little rascal monk if I said I'm a golf course, if it's all over the place. But, you know, I think we need to keep in perspective that open space creates water recharge. And I just look, Scott used Trump as an example. I said, you said 68 million gallons?
63.
535 acres. An acre inch of water is 27,154 gallons. There's 46 inches of annual rainfall in New Jersey. So that means that the total water collection from the golf course is 668 million gallons. So in effect, they're harvesting 10% of that water to use for irrigation facilities. So I think that in all fairness, you can characterize the claim in a different way and say that they're only utilizing 10% of the total water that's being recharged into the groundwater system that's getting harvested someplace for use in the highlands. So while it sounds like it's a lot of water, and it is a lot of water, they are certainly, a golf course, contributing much more water to the highlands than it's taking from the highlands.
Well, that assumes that it's a fair point, first of all. And that also assumes that, absent a golf course, there'd be impervious cover on that land. And therefore, because they're giving us a golf course, they're creating that impervious surface and therefore that water recharge. The alternative isn't necessarily impervious coverage. Two, just in broad strokes, the water policy in the state does not make any sense. The town of Glenwood, which my constituents in Hunterdon County, constantly has to shut down their water company because of bad lines and lack of water, and yet they sit next to the second or third largest reservoir in the state, Spruce Run, which pumps millions of gallons to lots of golf courses. This does not make sense.
No.
Not at all.
Mr. Chairman,
we're in the public section, comment section. Can we just do that and then we can have our discussion all we want?
It's
disrespectful to the public that we're doing this.
It's not.
Until they're.
The public raised this question, Bruce.
And when you're done speaking, we can debate it. But it's kind of when they still have comments to make.
Let Mr. Humphreys answer the question as it was about.
So, what does review mean? What is our ultimate authority here? Review just means staff looks at it and says this is
consistent with the regional master plan. It's done under the authority granted to the executive director by the council, and then the executive director reports on all of those issuance of all those consistency determinations in the monthly executive director's report.
So what does our regional master plan say about golf water allocation?
It doesn't necessarily address specifically golf courses. It looks at how much water is used, compares it to the net water availability in that HUC 14, and then looks at what's available, and then looks at how that can be mitigated. If it balances out, then it would be consistent with the regional master.
Let's go back to the public.
Deborah Post, Chester Township. Almost, but not quite a decade ago, this council, under a different administration, posted on its website a feature called the HDC Estimator Tool. This tool allowed landowners to input their town, lot, and block and see how many HDCs this council estimated would be allocated to their property. I opened the database associated with that tool and received a PDF document that was illegible and not usable. I'm passing it around just for your information. Is this council proud of its efforts at opaqueness and violation of the Open Public Records Act? The HDC estimator tool mysteriously disappeared from the council's website a year or more ago, around the time of the new administration. Regarding the disappearance of the estimator tool, Council Maher has written me, quote, "The data fields of the old estimator tool were developed by our vendor, Vertices LLC, .. In November 2016, the council went live with a new estimator tool that is developed in-house and which used a different and narrower set of data fields. In refining the estimator, many of the fields used in the old estimator tool were dropped," end quote. Let me translate for you. The council ditched the extensive data fields developed by an outside expert and is now using instead a set of data fields manipulated by your staff to provide fewer HDCs. As one member of your HDC bank just told me with a laugh, well, we don't have any money, so we have to deal with it somehow. Mr. Shope recalls the old tool estimated roughly 10 HDCs to his Lebanon property. Your new tool gives him zero. Paul Danielson's HDCs dropped by 25%. Another landowner lost 30%. Researching these empirical observations is difficult because the old data tool has vaporized, except for that PDF print I just circulated. This is criminal. I wonder how many of you care or will bother to follow up with any questions. Few, if any. The Highlands Act financially raped Highlands landowners. Since they have now been dishonored, seems it's just fine to continue that rape. New Jersey is a very corrupt place. We all know that. But experiencing it up close and so close to home is frightening. Hope you all are enjoying your swamp this hot, wet summer.
Sure.
One second. Ms. Gorchuk?
Yes.
The HDC tool?
Well, what she's talking about is the estimator tool, which is on our website. We did take it in-house away from vertices and change some of the parameters. It's not the allocation number. If you want a hard and fast number, you write to us. James can actually probably explain it better than me because he does the actual estimation. That's what is used to purchase HDCs, for real analysis done in-house by professionals. That number has not changed.
So the estimator tool, if I may,
please.
The estimator tool was the way for landowners to get an estimate, a guess, as to how much credits they would have.
Correct.
And it was based upon, as Ms. Trump described, and then we, even when that tool was out there, there would still be a different process to determine the actual credits. That actual process has not changed since this began. What has simply changed is the estimation model that's being used, but the de facto offer is the same.
That's correct.
Okay. Anybody else in the public wish to be heard on any issue? Please raise your hand. Seeing none, we'll close public portion. We have no executive session. Motion to adjourn.
Okay. One quick thing. Just so that while we're all together, parameters for the public hearings, they're all noticed so that if some of us choose to attend, we don't have to worry about a quorum or not, because we can all be there or not be there. And process staff is handling it, so it's going to be...
Well, what's going to happen is, you know, it's obviously not official until the minutes have gone through the governor's review period. I'm hand-carrying the minutes to this meeting down to Trenton tomorrow, so we expect the governor's review period will be over by September 1st. We are posting what you just saw as far as the meeting schedule on our website, probably right about now, with the caveat that it will not become official until the period is over, the review period is over. So it will be noticed, but we wanted to give everybody kind of like a save the date thing so that they have plenty of time to put it on the calendar, but it will be noticed officially.
All in favor?
So we're going to stay open for that entire period of time, even if there's three people in the audience, just in case somebody comes in at 10:59 or we're there
absolutely.
The whole time.
You will be there. We will be there the whole time.
May I ask, will this be advertised other than on the website? Will notification be sent out to county municipalities?
Yes.
It will.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.